This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Europe launched a massive COVID-19 vaccination drive on Sunday, with pensioners and medics lining up to get the first shots. The hope is to begin to see off the pandemic that has devastated economies and claimed more than 1.7 million lives worldwide. Brexit offers Britain a chance to do things differently in financial services, Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said Sunday, but Britain will cooperate with the European Union on an approach to the sector, despite little detail on the topic in the new trade deal. From January 1st, British-based financial services groups lose automatic access to the EU single market, and both sides have said new market access must be negotiated outside of the trade agreement. Turkey's defense minister warned Sunday that the forces of Khalifa Haftar and their supporters based in eastern Libya would be viewed as legitimate targets if they attempted to attack Turkish forces in the region. Turkey is the main foreign backer of Libya's internationally recognized Government of National Accord, or GNA, based in Tripoli, which for years has been fighting Haftar's Libyan National Army, or LNA. The LNA is backed by Russia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. Gulf Arab foreign ministers hold a virtual meeting hosted by Bahrain on Sunday. It's ahead of an annual summit to discuss steps towards ending a diplomatic row that has undermined regional stability and thwarted Washington's efforts to form a united front against Iran. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain severed diplomatic ties with Qatar in 2017, accusing it of backing terrorist groups. Doha denies the charge and accuses its neighbors of seeking to curtail its sovereignty. This is VOA News. Well, as the year end approaches, we look back now at some of the stories which have played out in 2020, all against a backdrop of the global coronavirus pandemic. The world holds its breath after top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani is killed in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd, days after pro-Iranian protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Iran retaliates by launching a volley of missiles at bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. The same day, it shoots down a Ukrainian passenger plane in air shortly after takeoff from Tehran, killing all 176 people on board. Tensions mount again at the end of November when Iran's top nuclear scientist is assassinated, with Tehran blaming Israel. Britain becomes the first country to leave the European Union on January 31st, following its 2016 Brexit referendum. But crucial talks on future ties and trade with the bloc drag on for months, breaking deadline after deadline as negotiators try to avert a hard Brexit before a last-minute deal on Christmas Eve is reached. While British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims victory, Scotland's anti-Brexit leader Nicola Sturgeon says its future is an independent European nation. The U.S. and the Taliban sign a deal in Doha on February 29th with all foreign forces to quit Afghanistan by May 2021 after nearly two decades of war. Talks between the Afghan government and insurgents start in September, but fighting rages on as the Taliban launch attack after attack and a string of civil society figures are assassinated. The Pentagon is due to pull 2,000 of 4,500 U.S. soldiers out of the country by January 15th of 2021. In the United States, the killing of George Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American man, by white police officers on May 25th in the city of Minneapolis sparks protests across the country and inspires anti-racism rallies across the world. The Black Lives Matter movement leads to a debate about race on a global scale. And in Thailand, students spark pro-democracy protests in July that roll on for the rest of the year, calling for a new constitution, reform of the monarchy, and for the prime minister to resign. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website, via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.